me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Thank you, sir. It's a real joy and honor and privilege to be able to come once again and open up the Word of God to share the good news of the glorious gospel with you today. Thank God it is good news. It's good news because man does not have to die in this sinful state. Man does not have to die in sin and go to hell, because the good news is that God sent His only begotten Son into this world to redeem the world from sin, to save us from sin, to save us from a devil's burning hell. Now, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And thank God, I'm going to make heaven my home, because thank God I've already prayed and repented of my sins. And thank God all my sins are underneath the blood of God's only begotten Son. The Lord cleansed me from all my sins over 27 years ago when I had my personal experience in grace. I thank God He got alive in my heart when I prayed, when I repented of my sins and gave up the world and died to myself and wanted the Lord early, first and foremost, above everything in this world. I saw Him with my whole heart. The Scripture says, if you seek the Lord with your whole heart, He said, I will be found of you. And that's the thing there, that a lot of people, when they seek the Lord, they don't seek the Lord with their whole heart. They're holding back. They've got one foot in the world, and they want to have one foot in heaven. It doesn't work that way. You've got to give up the world. The Bible says, if the love of the world is in you, then the love of the Father is not in you. You see, this world is under a curse, and sin runs rampant. And the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. And the Bible says also that the way of the transgressor is hard. And if you sow to your flesh and run after the sinful things of this world, then you're going to have a hard life. You're going to go around and want. But if you let the Lord be your shepherd, let the Lord be your Savior, like the Scripture says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You'll not go and want. The Lord will meet all your needs and He'll supply all your necessities. And He'll even supply most of your wants, as long as it's not contrary to God's will. Now, we don't come after the Lord and serve the Lord and try to seek the kingdom of God in order to have material things and a nice little spread on the earth and have a nice home and cars and pray amiss. Like the Bible says, many people pray, but they pray amiss, in order that they may obtain something upon their own lust, what they're lusting after. I've even seen it, and I feel sorry for people that go to these baseball games, football games, or so on and so forth, and they'll be praying that their team wins. And, of course, the other side, they're praying that their team will win. But that's praying amiss. Don't spend up and use up your prayers on flimsy stuff of the world. The Bible says that God heareth not sinners anyway. The Bible says that God, the only thing that God can hear out of a person that's not saved, He'll hear that repentant prayer. And that's what we must do. And that's the first prayer that He'll answer in a sinful person's life, is that prayer of repentance. Not a prayer that you repeat after another preacher, but that prayer must come out of your own heart. Like the psalmist said, out of the depths of my soul cried I. You got to cry out of the depths of your own soul. And like the psalmist also says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so doth my heart panteth hard after thee, O God. You got to lock hold to the horns of the altar and pray hard. Because you see, the devil and the flesh, it dieth hard. The devil don't want you being saved, and your flesh wants to run the ways of the world. But if you just take inventory and realize that all the things that you've done and the sinful things that you've done, the sinful habits that you have, just do inventory and realize that those things never satisfied. It just gave you a temporary little happiness, but it really wasn't real happiness. The smoke and mirrors of the devil, because when the smoke clears, the condemnation arises, and your conscience is condemned, and you feel sorry, excuse me, and you're broke about what you did. You feel
you feel ashamed of yourself, and you should. And the Lord give you a God-given conscience to give you some shame about yourself. And first of all, He give us a conscience to choose the good and shun the evil. But every time you choose the evil, I tell you, that conscience is condemned even more. And you're just grieved on the inside. But the Lord wants to give you something that you're really longing for, that you're lacking. And that is a relationship with God Almighty, through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what makes you happy. The things of the world, it can make you, like I said, there's a pleasure of sin for a season, but it doesn't satisfy. And like my pastor says, those types of things in the world, that's just happenings. You're happy because of a certain happening. It's a temporary happening that happens that you may, find a little bit of joy, like so-called, like maybe your favorite team won the Super Bowl, or maybe your favorite team won the World Series, and so on and so forth, and you have a temporary happiness about that. But I tell you, the Lord supersedes all the things of this world, all put together. The Bible says in Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet talked about, why do you spend your money on those things which satisfy not? He says, why do you do those types of things? If you just take inventory of what you spent your money on, those things doesn't satisfy. I mean, you can buy a beautiful home, a $1 million house, and you may have $900 million left in the bank, but you're still going to be empty on the inside. You're still not going to be satisfied, and then you'll be looking for something else. And I tell you, these rich people, they have this and that and the other. They have mansions. They have big bank accounts. They got gold rings and diamonds on their fingers and in their ears, and they've got yachts, and some of them even buy an island, and so on and so forth, but they're still empty, and they're still empty on the inside. You take these billionaires, I'm talking about the people of Facebook and Twitter, and even George Soros, which is an evil person who does everything he can against America. That man's an evil man. And I tell you, a lot of these billionaires are evil, and they're just full of themselves, and they're full of the devil, and they're trying to make a big footprint. But God, He created all this, and He's going to bring it all to a close, because He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He created this world, but the world is under a curse of Satan because of sin. Man fell to sin. But thank God, God sent His Son to eradicate sin. Jesus come to drink that bitter cup of God's wrath that we had, that we should have, drank. But all we that are saved, we've already drank of the Lord, and we've already ate of His flesh and drank His blood, spiritually speaking, and now we're justified. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. But thank God, I don't ever have to worry about tasting the bitter cup of God's wrath, because Jesus drank that for me. And that's why Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. And He said, nevertheless, not my will, but let Thy will be done. He was talking about the bitter cup of being crucified and drinking the wrath of God. You see, He took upon Himself our sins on the cross. And then not only that, but His soul was made an offering for sin when He went to hell for us. And some people say He didn't go to hell. But God says that He did not suffer His Holy One, that's Jesus, did not suffer His Holy One to see corruption, nor did He leave His soul in hell. But He raised Him from the dead. And I hear some people, even preachers, so-called preachers, saying, well, He's talking about hell on the earth. And yes, He did go through hell on the cross, but the Bible says His flesh was crucified, but His soul was made an offering for sin, and He went into the lower parts of the earth where hell is. The Bible talked about hell before Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. Now, the Bible depicts and denotes that in the center of the earth, it was hell. And adjacent from that was Abraham's bosom. And if you know the story of the scripture of the Bible, when it talked about the rich man in hell, he lifted up his eyes and he looked across the great gulf fixed. into Abraham's bosom and saw Lazarus comforted. But you see, when Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary, he died for our sins, and he paid the utmost, fullest penalty for our sins, which he went to hell for us, and he got the keys of death from the devil. The Bible says he went into the lower parts of the earth, even as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, even so likewise, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And Jesus went into the heart of the earth, but God did not suffer his Holy One to see corruption, but nor did he leave his soul in hell, but he raised him from the dead. And Jesus was raised from the dead by his Heavenly Father, and he got the keys of death from Satan. The Bible says in Revelation, Jesus says, I am he that was alive and that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and of death. Thank God. How do you think he got the keys of hell and of death? How do you think he loosed the prisoners up out of Abraham's bosom? How do you think he went and preached to the spirits in the lower portion of the earth? In hell. I mean, he went to hell for us. And yes, but up from the grave and up from hell, he arose a mighty victor of the dark domain, and he lives forever, and he reigns. And thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified and died and gave his life. I mean, he was crucified and went through unimaginable pain. It has not even entered and fathomed into our brain and mindset what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. The Bible says his vices was marred more than the sons of men, and his tongue clave to the root of his mouth, and his strength was dried up like a potsherd. And the bulls of Bashan, they encampeth him round about, and their teeth were like swords, and they spit upon him, and they slapped him, they punched him, they kicked him. I mean, they just jumped on him. 100 soldiers, no doubt, of the Roman, soldiers jumped on him and beat him in Pilate's judgment hall, and they had sport of him, and they slapped him as he was blindfolded, and they said, prophesy now, who just slapped you, and who just planted this crown of mockery upon your head? But Jesus could have told them everything that they've ever done, could have told them every sin they've ever done, could have numbered every hair on their head. But like a lamb down before his shearers, Jesus opened not his mouth. It behooved him to suffer. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, you know, it behooved him to suffer and bleed and die for us. For it pleased God to bruise his Son, because that was the only way for the highest creation that fell to sin to be reconciled back to God Almighty. And outside of you coming to know Jesus as your personal Savior, you're not going to die. You're not going to go to heaven when you die. You're going to go to hell. But I tell you, you can go to heaven. He's just one prayer away. But you got to pray and call upon him with your whole heart and give up the flesh, give up the world, give up the shiny trinkets of sin and silver and gold and past pleasures and pleasures that you haven't fulfilled as of yet. Count those things as dung, as loss. Crucify those things in order for you to be able to really be born again. A lot of people are saved in their minds today, but they've really never been born again. They've never really prayed with their whole heart and gave up their self and gave up the world. They held on and they prayed a half-hearted prayer, and they did not get saved in the midst of that prayer, but they got up and said they got saved. They prayed after some preacher, and the preacher proclaimed them to be saved. And then next week, so to speak, they got into the watery grave, and they got their name on the church roll. But I tell you, their nature had never been changed, and they never did pray through and give up the world and really pray with all their being, with all their heart. I tell you, they never got really born again. So therefore, that's why they still have problems, huge problems with sin. Now, I'm still tempted, but I tell you, the seed remaineth in me, and I cannot sin in my soul. I've got overpowering, God's power in my spirit and my soul, because I can conquer sin now, because greater he that's in me now than he that's in the world. But most people, they proclaim, a lot of people proclaim to be saved, but they're saved in their mind and lost in their soul. Their nature has never been changed, so therefore they go back to the wallowing in the mire after they profess that they've been saved. And I tell you, God have mercy. Just take inventory, check up, look at yourself through the preaching of the Word of God, and be honest with yourself, for God delights in truthfulness in the inward part. He knows your heart. He wants you to get honest, real with and about yourself, and you can really be saved. And my heart goes out to you. I love you. I don't want you to die in sin and go to hell. See my time gone. God bless you. Until this time next week, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness. Clean.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.